This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 million people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
More reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianca.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that
it was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13, 1996.
And was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, Peking. Some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of its victims.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
This Ebola outbreak is unprecedented and has become the deadliest on record.
Ebola is now an epidemic.
You start to get a sense of the rapid escalation now we're seeing of the virus.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
That's a report that we put out years ago, and we're going to repost it to Bandai Video in the next few minutes. I'm going to give it a new name, but just look for that. I'll make it the featured video right in the center of Bandai Video. Remember the big hubbub bringing one person or two or three people in that had Ebola? Now we bring in people by the thousands from the Congo, and they're not even screened or checked. And they've confirmed in the Caribbean Ebola's been brought in, trying to get an epidemic going so they don't have to stage one. And then the head UN scientist says, vaccines are killing people. We've been covering it up. We haven't even done any studies. Big Pharma does that secretly. And the doctors think we're hurting people. It's just amazing. But this situation with coronavirus, the evidence isn't mounting that it's man-made. It's unbelievably obvious that it's man-made. So we'll have more on this, the Senate trial, traffic, watching paint dry, and so much more. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You ask, we deliver. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shiny star.
I've been looking, but I still haven't seen any reportage on restrictions from people from China to the United States. Other countries, like South Korea, Philippines, Mongolia, are absolutely closing their borders and saying nobody from China can come in. That's the smart move, with the University of Hong Kong, highly respected, reporting 44,000 now infected. We posted that naturalnews.com story to InfoWars.com. I hope you'll share it. Nearly 44,000 people already infected by the Wuhan coronavirus, warned academic researchers from the University of Hong Kong over the weekend. The official number of infectious claimed by the communist Chinese government is only 2,900, revealing a desperate effort to cover up the true numbers and lie to the world about a dangerous, deadly pandemic. University of Hong Kong academics on Monday estimated the number of patients in Wuhan has reached 53,590 by Saturday, including those in the incubation stage of the virus, which includes pneumonia, reports the South China Morning Post. Lead researcher and dean of HKU's Facility of Medicine, Gabriel Leung, said his team estimated there were 25,630 patients showing symptoms in Wuhan. The number would double in 6.2 days, according to mathematical modeling based on infectious figures worldwide as of Saturday. Importantly, the Wuhan coronavirus is now known to be infectious during its incubation period, which means that people are spreading the pandemic even before they realize they're sick themselves. According to recent analysis published in The Lancet, family members of victims exposed to coronavirus showed no symptoms for 8 days before finally being diagnosed with full-blown symptoms. You know, some just dropped dead on the street. Additionally, about 2% of those infected showed no signs of fever or respiratory distress, meaning they're able to pass right through airport screening measures. Here are the official Chinese government numbers. And then it goes into the equations and how they come up with that's how many there currently are. And it goes into the Lancet study and the infectious rates. You might want to go read that story. And then you learn that Bill and Melinda Gates were funding, taking it, and patenting the virus. And you learn that some Chi-Coms got kicked out of the university up in Canada that has level 4 facilities in it, believed to be spies going after the coronavirus that was known to be held in that facility. Major manufacturing hubs shutting down in China amid virus outbreak. That's just some of the news on those fronts. Meanwhile, if you want to save the world, cut back on email if you want to fight global warming. That's Bloomberg News reporting that. That's right. And they're saying that you shouldn't save all those emails and all those photos. Those are bad for the earth. So AI is going to start deciding which photos you can keep and which emails you get. See, it's reading everything to save the earth, monitoring everything in real time. Prince Charles, meanwhile, and we should pull this article up, flew, because they have a nice graphic, 16,000 miles in just 11 days before proudly posing with Greta Thunberg in Davos and saying how bad and how evil it is to have a carbon footprint. But see, that's for you, not for them. But of course, carbon dioxide is a good thing. Plants breathe it. They put out more oxygen for us. It's called the carbon cycle. She's not worried about genetic engineering and human clones and genetic superviruses. In fact, Prince Charles's father said he'd like to come back as a particularly deadly virus to wipe out humanity. He told Reuters that. He was asked again, but an Audubon Society repeated the statement. And, of course, he was fighting for the Nazis, Prince Charles's father. But he was allowed because he was the Duke. He was allowed, but he was actually the Prince of Cyprus. Little king. His dad was allowed to switch sides in the middle of World War II. There's pictures of Prince Philip in his Nazi uniform with Hitler. And then, of course, he had his buddy, the King of the Netherlands, Prince Bernhard. And he fought for the Nazis, too. But he got to switch sides. Yeah, there he is. There's old Prince Philip marching up ahead there past that Herr Hitler. Why don't we pull up the Edward VIII with Hitler? That's always a nice photo, too. That's the King of England. We're always told he stepped down as the King of England because he married a woman from America. Yeah, right. The king could do whatever he wanted. It was because Hitler was starting to lose World War II. He had a plan. Now, there you go. That's the King of England right there to the left. Had a deal with Hitler. Told him to launch the attack. They were going to set up a 10-country thing called the European Union. Hitler even designed the blue flag with gold stars. Hitler also designed the symbol of the Olympics. And he also designed the Volkswagen's body. He also designed the Autobahn. He also designed German submarines. He also, I mean, he would give the basic design. He wanted the shape. They would have to comport to him. The Volkswagen, nothing against the car. The classic bug, Hitler drew that and gave it to Albert Speer, the Ministry of the Interior head, to do that. But meanwhile, let's punch up Fox News right now, if you can. There's addled Nadler being handed their impeachment pins at the signing ceremony for the impeachment, though she said it was a solemn, horrible thing, but she acted like, I mean, look at these losers. Unbelievable. And now we've gone back to Jay Sekulow, which is interesting. When he talks, he usually has something good to say. Doesn't make me want to jump off a cliff like Ken Starr. Let's see what Sekulow is talking about.
My colleague, the Deputy White House Counsel, Mike Papiro, will be joining us in a moment to discuss more of the facts, to continue the discussion that we had on Saturday. But let me just recap very quickly what was laid out on Saturday. First, the transcript shows that the president did not condition either security assistance or a meeting on anything. The pause security assistance funds aren't even mentioned on the call. Second, President Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials repeatedly said there was no quid pro quo.
All right, let's stop again. This is like a nightmare, Groundhog Day. We know this. And I understand they're putting on their defense. But you know the Democrats are winning. No, they're not going to win getting Trump out this time. But sucking all the air out of the room, making us talk about this all day, and crippling the president. The president can't talk about corruption. The highest crime in America is saying that women only have babies. And the other highest crime is saying that the president can go after corruption. I mean, the things the left gets us to do and how they tell us all this crap. And then because they say something's illegal, it's supposedly illegal. What a load of horse pucky. Let me give the number out to talk about China crisis. What do you think it is? Bioweapon, how bad is it going to get? What are you doing to prepare for it? Who should be held accountable for cooking up these viruses, the whole trail going back to Bill and Melinda Gates? And it's all there. What does your gut, what does your brain, what does your spirit tell you? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Wide open phones, 877-789-ALEX. But we're specifically talking about the virus. I really want to pick your brain. I respect your views. 877-789-2539. We have a guest popping in. She's running against Nancy Pelosi. And then after she pops in, we're going to take your phone calls a little bit in the next hour. Then Gerald Celente takes over. I feel like I should be at home getting ready for this virus. What about you? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Segments, then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls on what you think about the situation with this already out of control virus and the communist Chinese trying to cover up just how bad it is. We now have the article out of the South Hong Kong Post with their major university saying they estimate 44,000 cases of it, conservatively way higher than what the Chinese communist government is saying. Deanna Lorraine obviously is not a stranger to folks that are aware of who the patriots are out there. She's been on, you name it, Fox, CNN, Newsmax, The Blaze. She's been on InfoWars with Owen Schroyer and his show, and when Tom Papert was filling in. So I really appreciate her coming on for her views on what's happening with the trial in the Senate, the election coming up with only 280 days, and her running for Congress against the Crypt Keeper herself, Nancy Pelosi. So, DeannaForCongress.com. Again, I'm not going to go over her entire background, but she's running in California's 12th district. She invites anyone to join her in the fight of the millennium to take our country back. So, very, very exciting. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. It's so great to be here.
Where do you want to start with what Pelosi's leading right now in the Congress or your campaign or what's happening with this virus?
Where do you want to start? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, she is the Wicked Witch of the West herself. I mean, she is like Satan incarnate. She's leading us down a terrible path of destruction in America. And it's insane to me that she would have any support and any voters whatsoever, especially in San Francisco, which is the district that she's most destroying.
Let's talk about San Francisco and why you decided to run and really how bad it is. Because I don't think people realize till you go to Portland or you go to San Francisco or you go to L.A. or now much of Austin. I mean, these used to be nice places. They are SH-T holes in many areas.
Absolutely. You know, it used to be charming. You'd go there, you'd have some clam chowder at Fisherman's Wharf or something, ride the trolley car. Now you're riding the trolley car to a SHIT hole. It's so bad. I mean, there's so many areas that are just littered in trash and needles and feces. The number one thing that you find over there is hypodermic needles. They're everywhere, and there's feces everywhere. The poop map is absolutely real, and the homeless people, there is just so many homeless people, and you literally don't know if certain people are dead or alive. People have to step over them. They're right in the middle of your walkway as you're walking to Starbucks. I mean, people are suffering. Veterans are suffering. And it makes me so outraged, again, that these people, these veterans, these Americans that are our brothers and sisters are suffering on the streets, and Nancy Pelosi is focused all her attention on impeaching the president. She's focused all her attention on these asinine issues, not only on impeaching the president, but other issues like what gender pronoun that we should be using or giving free health care to illegal immigrants. What about Americans? What about our suffering? What about our well-being and prosperity? Nope, she doesn't care.
What is the method? Is there any method to the madness?
No, there's absolutely no method to the madness except for this is intentional. You know, President Trump always calls her and the Democrats the do-nothing Democrats. That's one area that I disagree on with President Trump. They're not do-nothing Democrats. They're do-destruction Democrats. There's a plan in place, and it is to destroy America from within. Not only from the outside, right, politically and with legislation, but culturally. They're destroying our culture so that we will be a culture, basically, that we're dependent on the government. We're no longer dependent on our families or our relationships, because the relationships and families are broken. The left and their policies are ensuring that they're broken. We're no longer relying on our country, our patriotism, our pride in this country, on the American values that made our country so great, like personal empowerment, personal responsibility. No, it's to create disorder and chaos so that we will then rely on the government and be a country of socialism. And I'm just not going to stand for it, not under my watch. And I don't know how anyone could. You know, this is why I'm so passionate, why I threw myself in the fire to run against Nancy. Because how could you not? Every word out of her mouth is a lie. How could you watch her and see her betrayal to the American people, her betrayal and utter crapping on the Constitution, and not just want to kick her ass? I'm not going to do that physically, but I'm going to do that in this battle. I threw myself in the fire because I have to fight. We have to fight. We cannot just wave the white flag of surrender. As conservatives, we have to show the country that we're here, and we're going to fight these people, these political monsters.
Deanna Lorraine, I know this. We need you in Congress bad, and you're taking on the biggest head of the Hydra yourself right now, and I want to talk about that.
Yeah, she is the head of the snake.
She certainly is, but let's go back to what you just brought up. I harp on this, but I should go back and do a bigger report on it. They successfully changed the subject from what's in the WikiLeaks to the fact that, oh my gosh, somebody got them and leaked them. Hillary is in there talking to major university heads about psychological warfare and demoralizing America when creating racial division. That is so criminal. That is so evil. And that's what they're doing. And the only way you can conquer a population is either to sell them to adopt what you're doing, which the globalists haven't done, or break their will. And if you look at everything the Democrats in Hollywood are doing, it is to make us hate ourselves and break our will. And it's causing epic levels of suicide, depression, you name it. But other people, it's not breaking their will. It's causing people like you to emerge, and that historically happens, who wouldn't have run for office unless they saw the true assault, a true statesman, a true person taking action, not for power, but because it's the right thing to do. I think they're summoning people like you.
Oh, 100%. I never dreamed that I would be a politician. You know, if you were to ask me, where would you imagine doing this 2 years ago? Hell no. I'm not someone who ever dreamed of being a congresswoman or anything like that. I'm just an ordinary American. But I'm deeply concerned and passionate about America, about my country I grew up in, and I cannot stand the direction that it's going under Democrat leadership. I wrote a book. It caused me 2 years ago to write a book called Making Love Great Again. And the book is all about the rabbit hole, taking people down the rabbit hole and red-pilling them to wake up to the lies of destructive feminism, destructive progressivism, and how it sneaked into our culture, the entire plan, how intentional it was to break down our American values, to break down the family unit, to create fatherless homes, to create disorder out of law and order, and to have a generation of people who succumb to moral relativity instead of a shared sense of morality. And look where we are today, right? Divorce is rampant. We have fatherless homes that is the number one cause of things like mass shootings and homelessness and crime and drugs and mental illness. You know, men and women aren't even marrying anymore or procreating anymore. Christianity is basically a dirty word now, and it's disappeared from our conversations and our culture. And we're at a crossroads right now. Do we want to keep going down this road? We can clearly see the impact of how leftism has destroyed our country, our culture, our relationships, our families. And what are we going to do about it? You know, it's ridiculous, and it's actually immoral to not talk about it, to deny the impact that leftist ideals and values have had on our
Deanne
culture.
Lorraine,
that's why I wrote
is,
the book, and that's what I'm going on.
Deanne Lorraine is on fire. Super smart, super smart. When we come back, I'm going to get her a crystal ball view on what's about to happen in this election and so much more. Stay with us.
Okay.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics. They're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place. It's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Deanne Lorraine is our guest for this segment. Then I'm going to host a little bit of the next hour, taking your calls on the out-of-control coronavirus being reported by major publications, 44,000. Not what the Chinese government's saying, around 3,000. A very high fatality rate, and Looks like it was probably man-made. We'll be covering that more after she leaves us. She's running against Nancy Pelosi, one of the major kingpins, if not the major kingpin, who is allowing California to collapse into hellish squalor while they point their finger at us, telling us what we need to do. Just amazing. A, I want to promote your campaign, and I think you've got a shot at winning, but regardless, you're going to be able to be in the debates with her. You're going to be able to confront her. I think she's really, really weak. I mean, if I think the evidence is mounting that election fraud is the reason the Democrats are able to take control of California, and I think the backlash I'm seeing around the country is going to end up being even bigger in areas like California. What are you seeing on the ground?
Well, on the ground, I'm seeing two things. I'm seeing, people that think that she's just awesome, that she's their hero for going after President Trump. And there's sadly a lot of people in San Francisco and in liberal communist California that think that way. They're so indoctrinated. They're so brainwashed. And they just believe everything the news tells them. So there absolutely is that category of people in San Francisco and in California. And that's unfortunate. There's also massive voter fraud here in California. But then there's a lot of more moderate Democrats. There's a lot of no party preference individuals, independents, and of course the Republicans that are just so darn sick of seeing her, so sick of this backwards priorities that she has, with the president while California is just decaying away, that they say, you know what, we need someone new. A, we need someone younger who isn't senile. And number two, we need someone who can actually work for the American people. And they are feeling like I'm a breath of fresh air in that way. So there's hope there. There's absolutely hope there. We just need to win over the more moderates, the ones that I call them the souls that are savable. The souls that are savable, I'm reaching and I'm getting to, and they're excited.
Well, the Republicans need to get behind you big time because,
yes.
You're really well-spoken. You've got great things you're saying. How much support have you seen from the Republican establishment, or are they just giving up on California?
It's almost laughable. It's sad, but the rhinos are real. I mean, they are so real, and sadly, the establishment rhino Republicans, they have been threatened by me, actually. They don't really want me. They haven't supported me, and they see me as an outsider. I'm not part of the club. Well, I'm a real patriot. Actually, I'm an ordinary American. I'm trying to do something bold to save America. But no, they want people that are in that establishment club. So it's really the real conservatives, those that are outspoken about supporting Trump, those are the ones that are behind me.
How do we get you elected?
By the way, and you can follow me on Twitter, by the way, Deanna for Congress. That's Deanna for Congress. There's a lot of action on Twitter. I post and tweet a lot. So you want to follow my campaign there, go to my website at DeannaForCongress.com, and you can donate there. You can help me. You can participate in my campaign. I definitely need a lot of funds to go up against this political Goliath, for sure. And that helps a lot with ads, with attack ads, billboards in San Francisco. Wouldn't you like to see a big billboard attacking Nancy? There's a lot we can do, but it definitely requires funds, and it definitely requires support and as much media as possible to get my name out and to get the word out.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
And we can do this.
What it takes is action, just like we saw in Virginia. People, when they get excited, they can change the world. People need to get excited again out in California. But regardless, just running, if you're well-spoken like you are, just as the equivalent of tens of millions of dollars of free publicity to counter their lies. And if California doesn't start fighting back, it's never going to be able to regain the state. But you can do it, and we can keep states like Texas and Virginia from going blue or staying blue. But we just have to find that fighting spirit.
Well, we have to fight. I mean, that's America, right? America was built on that fighting spirit. And I feel like we've been too passive. We've just been laying over and letting America become socialist one city, one state at a time. And that's not going to happen. I mean, one of the guys that is running up against me is a far, far left socialist, the AOC basically duplicate. And that's scary. It could be either me or this guy who doesn't think that Nancy is far left enough. Those are the kinds of people that are running right now. And you don't want to look back in 3 years from now and say, man, I wish I ran. I wish that I supported someone that was a true patriot that was running. We can save ourselves. We can save our country, but we've got to fight. we've got to throw ourselves into the fire and not wave the white flag of surrender. We will not let this country become a socialist country. We would never have President Trump in office if we just didn't support, if he didn't throw himself in there. We can make miracles happen, but we've got to work together. We've got to support patriots. And an impeachment trial, I mean, what a way to just, you know, rip up the Constitution and cheapen impeachment. The entire impeachment process is totally cheapened now. It's useless because of Nancy Pelosi sending us down this clown show, wasting our taxpayer dollars, wasting our time. It is funny because it looks so theatrical and faked and staged, but it's not funny because it's at the expense of the American people.
You're right. I also see the media saying, oh, Trump's invincible now as a new tactic so that Trump is overconfident, doesn't worry about election fraud and what Professor Robert Epstein and others have warned him about. This isn't just companies censoring. This is companies using AI to block people communicating and to block candidates' information in real time and even block Trump's campaign ads. It's just outrageous. I'd like to see action out of Trump. What are you asking Trump to do to fight back against the racketeering?
Well, I'm asking him to speak up, first of all. I mean, he's been speaking up a lot about it and saying that there's election fraud, you know, saying that there's corruption going on in the whole process. But, you know, I need him to take a little bit of a bolder stance and actually have action behind those words, because if he doesn't do anything about it, we can have what happened to us at the midterm elections, right? In 2018, when I believe the election was stolen from us in many different ways and in many districts, and they suddenly just found votes. You know, these are the kinds of things that will happen if he doesn't put a very hard stance on it and do something, take action, take legislation. And same with, you know, this impeachment trial. I don't even know why Mitch McConnell is entertaining this clown show. We actually have so many better things to do, and I think that if we can take a bolder stance on it instead of just talking about it, that would be better.
Well, I agree, and I've been watching the Republican response. It has been piss poor, and just more of these old lawyers walking around glad-handing each other while they're facing a Chi-Com globalist-funded assault through the media on America that's foreign and that's treasonous. Americans have their speech, but when the Chi-Coms own most of Hollywood and are financing all this race war crap, and Pelosi's working with MS-13, calling them all God's children, and the Democrats we know are raking money off the top of drug dealing, it's just, we've got cancer in this country, and we're either going to break it up or it's going to take over. And I think that's why the Democrats are so arrogant. They see how they have broken the back of these blue cities. They see the despair. They see the pain. They see the corruption. They see Soros putting the DAs and the judges in and the sheriffs in, and they really have a plan to take over with the sanctuary cities and the rest of it. And America has to wake up, mobilize, put people like you in Congress, and absolutely take things back. But it's the spirit you have is infectious. So we're very, very excited. People should visit your website, DeannaForCongress.com. And we really appreciate you, Ms. Lorraine, for being on with us today.
Absolutely. For God, family, and country, those are the things we need to bring back so much. We can do this, but we got to work together. We can't sit on our behinds. We've got to fight.
Boy, I bet the libtards don't like that slogan you've got on your shirt, God, family, country.
Oh, they hate it. It's funny, my shirt and my slogan, they're just walking triggers. It makes them scream and cry. Oh, you shouldn't put that in your campaign slogan. It's too bold. Well, guess what? God is not a dirty word. And that's exactly why we're in this position we're at right now in our country. We got to bring it back, and we got to be bold about it.
Well, if you don't win for Congress, you need to be a talk show host. You're awesome, and God bless you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Alex. God bless.
Thank you. That's an awesome lady right there. All right. You're awesome. Your calls are coming up.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They need. And so that when you see deadly viral outbreaks there that kill a lot of them, it's very sad that's happening. But the good news is people in the West and people in free market countries have a much better diet. Also, in the West, we tend to get more sun and value it. In Chinese culture and Japanese culture, it's seen as lower class to have tan skin. They're not into tall, dark, and handsome. Nothing against super white skin. I like brown skin. I like tan skin. But white skin can be pretty, too. The point is, it's not healthy if you don't get any sun. And so, as bad as this is, and you've got major universities over there reporting Hong Kong saying it's got to be at least 44,000 that have it, very high death rate, and that this thing is out of control. The good news is God gave us things like vitamin D3 that's winter sun. The only other way to produce vitamin D3 is getting sunlight on your skin or taking it under the tongue. And I was sitting there last week thinking, man, I've been taking my winter sun. I'm an idiot. And I got to remember to get my children to take it, but they were luckily already habituated and weren't taking it. And there's one reason they're not getting as sick as much as a lot of the other kids they know. A few drops under the tongue every day. Tastes good. Totally natural. Vitamin D3 and vitamin K together, and it tastes good. No additives to make it taste good. Just like true B12 tastes really good. People go, hey, what's the sweetener in this? B12, when it's organic, tastes sweet. Unlike any sweetness you've ever tasted. I wouldn't really call that sweet. It's more of a little bit of a sweet taste. But both those products are at 40% off right now. I'm going to have to raise the price of it when we get it back in, because I can't just always sell at that price. But because of the fact that you do have this pandemic breaking out and the rest of it, I do want to get as much of this out the door. It will sell out in the next week or so at that price. So get your Winter Sun and InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar and be healthy and hope the virus doesn't become a big problem over here, though it has made its way over here. And hope, because we're not perfect, but because we do have better constitutions here, whether we be black, white, old, or young, that it will not race through the population as fast. Also, our genome is much more complex here in the United States, and diversity does create resistance to diseases. When you've got the population that almost has the exact same genetics, and the Chinese are the most homogeneous group on Earth for any large population, their genetics are the most close to each other. That also causes viral spread very, very fast in the studies as well. So it turns out our diversity is a strength here in the United States, because we are so diverse, whether it's the white population, black population, or people that have mixed or whatever. That's just another scientific fact. So it's really bad in China. Definitely super, super bad news. I mean, this is terrible. And it looks like it's going to get a lot worse. We pray that in the case. And I'm just trying to convince myself of why things aren't going to be as bad here. And those are some mitigating factors. But so there's the good news in the bad news. Very sorry for the Chinese. Separately, then I'm going to your calls. You notice last week I'm not up here going get your storable food because of the outbreak. I was still hoping that it wasn't as bad as it looked. I was just hoping it was hype. It wasn't. Sure enough, I get the call that, hey, you got to raise food prices back to at least the regular level because we're having to buy more of it, and other food companies have run out. We just private label at the factory with My Patriot Supply, and I have a special deal that I get the best price anybody has. Well, that deal is over right now because they are 7 to 10 days for delivery. They have food on hand. They're having to buy more now, and the price has gone up for them. And so they have had to go back to their regular prices that are still amongst the best you're going to find. So you order it at InfoWarsStore.com. They just slap an InfoWars Select sticker on it. It's the exact same fresh, high-quality food, very well stored. But everybody should have storable food regardless. But the fact is, institutional buyers, major corporations, are buying it up from them, and they're buying it up from everybody else. And so most of the other big suppliers are out and can't even get more food because China supplies a lot of the world with food. They also import a lot of food. So just because we don't import a lot of Chinese food doesn't matter, because once they shut down and once their shipping breaks down, that then runs out the supplies of people in surrounding areas. And so that's another reason the food prices are going up. And the stock market also has taken a big plunge today. So it's just a gut level. Good to have insurance. You can eat. Hope you never have to use it. But going on camping trips or, giving it away to the homeless or whatever, this is quality storable food. So I just simply eat the storable food, when it starts getting close to being bad. But it lasts 25 years, folks. So, again, I gave a bunch to homeless after it was about 6-7 years old one time, and I've still got the rest, and I've also given family some of the storable food. So it's an investment that you're going to be able to use one way or another with all the inflation and economic things. That's the real reason I have storable food, is not the virus, but is the fact that it's the economy. If Trump doesn't succeed in innovating with a bunch of new technologies and getting us out of this bubble into a new developmental renaissance expansion, there's going to be a mega global depression, and no one can deny that, and it's going to be hellish. you got a large population in the West that's completely spoiled rotten, and they're black, they're white, they're old, they're young, and they're a bunch of out-of-control zombies. And you can imagine what the homeless and all the rest of these heroin heads are going to do if the heroin ever gets turned off. It's a time bomb. So that's why people should have storable foods. But regardless, everyone's moving on it right now. We've sold more storable food in the last 3 days than we sold 6 months previous. And I guess it's because there I was ordering more food last week, not even thinking, well, if I'm ordering more food as a backup because I'm so concerned, why aren't I saying this on air? And I just didn't go there, but I'm going there now. So I would get your food purchases locked in right now. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. We've got Patriot, we've got Aaron, we've got Jefferson, we've got Dylan, we got Jeremy, we got Danny, we got Bart, we got Jimmy, we got Chris. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to tell you that you are being live streamed on the Bart Fine channel on YouTube, and I have 2 points to make. I predicted this bioweapons attack when I was on the war. I mean, it was the Alex Jones show with Owen Schroer about 2 weeks ago, and the Democrats want us to put us into martial law. It's the only way to disarm the people by disabling the Constitution. Number two, Trump needs to put the military on the borders and stop all flights from China.
You're absolutely right, and that's what Philippines and other areas are doing. That's the first thing we need to do. Let's go back, Bart, let's go back to your prediction, because I don't remember the call, but I believe you, and I'm sure you did it. I've said on air that one of the wild cards would be a bioweapon release to hurt the economy and hurt Trump and hurt nationalists, and then have a global response for global government. Bill Gates just came out and said that last week.
Well, I'd like to add one thing. Based on testimony of a Soviet-era defector, there was a smallpox insect virus, weaponized smallpox virus that the Soviets had. Where's the virus now?
Well, there's tons. I mean, look, with the gene editing software, the stuff they had in Russia and the U.S. 50 years ago was like a caveman, you know, that knows how to make fire compared to a nuclear bomb. I mean, the stuff they've got now is just nightmarish. And the fact that they've got level 4 bioweapon labs at universities and are letting foreign Chinese students in, who, of course, now they think ran off with the virus. What the hell? That's where spies' main target is. They've got things in facilities they shouldn't even be making, period.
Absolutely.
Bart, thank you, Bart. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you can see this coming from 1,000 miles away. Let's go to Patriot in California. Patriot, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. And real quick, whoever you had on there against Nancy Pelosi, God, family, country. That's a great slogan there. It's actually something I've lived by, and I thought that was kind of our...
Oh, yeah, that lady's very well-spoken, and she's pretty. But by pretty, I mean, she has a glow. She certainly... I mean, I'd love to have hers to replace Nancy Pelosi. My goodness. But you, but you heard, the Republican Blue Bloods won't even back her because the Republican Blue Bloods are a bunch of trash.
You know, there's a lot of things going on right now in that power struggle in the Republican Party itself. You're right about that. You know, I want to talk about this coronavirus, what you guys are touching on, and something that people aren't paying attention to is the islands of Hawaii. Now, Honolulu specifically, they have a lot of flights from China directly back and forth from the island, and I've been looking into it, and they are trying to sound the alarm. They have no advanced screening at their airport, and they are trying to actually deport Chinese students and citizens back to China from the island, because if an outbreak starts on an island like that, there's nowhere for them to go. Those are American citizens that are the direct target of this virus.
Hold on, stay there. Let's talk about that. We'll be right back with hour number four.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.